Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us less. You'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla.
Yeah.
What's good?
A really good story today, let me tell you. Terrence Lester was briefly homeless when he was 16 years old. That's where his journey to helping others really began. He's an adult now. He's happily married and happily helping thousands of people who are homeless with his nonprofit called Love Beyond Walls. He started Love Beyond Walls in 2013 after he and his wife encountered a homeless woman who needed a new pair of shoes. Ironically, Terrence and Cecilia had a bag of clothes that they were just about to get rid of, and this homeless woman said that she had prayed the night before for a new pair of shoes. And that's when Love Beyond Walls started. It's a reliable nonprofit that provides services that the homeless need, like a mobile temporary shelter, barber services, food, clothing, and support. But since the COVID-19 pandemic, there were many homeless people who were displaced from the shelters that they were staying in, and they were forced back out on the streets. So Terrence created a new program called Love Sinks In, and it kind of is what it sounds like. Over 11 cities like Austin, Birmingham, Alabama, New York City. Well, he and his team have set up portable sinks with soap and water. Terrence says, I wanted to take off my shoes of comfort and literally walk in the shoes of those I can identify with because, you know, the homeless, they didn't have access to soap and water. And that was one of their main concerns during the pandemic is how am I going to be able to wash my hands and stay safe? Well, that Love Sinks In. They literally go around and they put those sinks in the homeless communities. So if you go to lovebeyondwalls.org, you can see what Terrence has been up to, all the incredible things his team has done for the homeless community. And if you want to build a DIY hand washing sink, there's actually instructions on how to do that. You just need a trash can, some PVC pipes, and a good attitude. And there's also a way that you can get one of the fancier ones that I'm talking about that his organization is installing in certain cities. So I'm going to leave you with a clip of Terrence talking about what's important to him.
This moment in time is teaching us that we're all interconnected, that we are all together in this, and that includes people without a shelter. Just because you don't have an address doesn't necessarily mean that you're not a neighbor.
So thank you, Terrence, for all the efforts you're doing for the homeless community. That's your It Feels Good for today. Yay. And here's Jimmy Allen.